Okay, we're holding in Simon Ayin Zion. Shall I race Kenegan Meraglaim? Also lick race Kenegan Meraglaim, and Shiyatel Lesechen Revius Mayim of Ozmuta. So there's an Issa, we're going to see it's going to be an Issa de Rabbonin for a person to say Kriyashma. If you are in the presence of Meraglaim, and here we're going to be discussing again Meraglaim of a human being, until you dilute it with a revius of mayim, and we're going to see over here that a revius of mayim is going to work regardless of the amount of meraglaim. So if a person had to excuse themselves, sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. So we're going to say that for every time that the person was matal meraglaim, so they need to dilute it, to neutralize it with a revius of mayim. Osmutav. The leishna al gabi karka, leishna the kli, doesn't make a difference where the meraglaim is. Ubilvan shele yehe ovit hamiyuchad lehem. So the one thing we said is that the ovit, the graf shel rei, or the ovit shel meraglaim, the kalim which are used for a person to excuse himself in, those kalim themselves are considered to be dvarim mu'usim, and one is not able to recite Kriyat Shema in their presence. Within Ovit Ayin L'Kamon in Simen Pei Zayin. Leishna Hayu Heim B'Kli Tchila V'Nesen Aleh Amayim Leishna Hayu Amayim B'Kli Tchila. So let's see what all this means. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we said it's also Likris K'neg Meraglayim Ratzalem Kol Gini HaChaka K'mei L'Kamon B'Simen Ayin Tes Sif Aleph L'Inyan Seya. That a person needs to distance himself and it shouldn't be in their eyesight. And she yatil lefisha min hatera ein osel likris rak keneged amud shel kiluach bilvad. So the issa tera is only in front of the actual stream of the meraglaim. Va'achish nafal al aretz ein isurei rak midivrei sefer. Then this is lowered now to an issa derabbanan. Okay, now the same simon I involve. So they were makel to say you can be mevatel it with a revius of mayim. Now, it's very possible that there's more than a revius of meraglaim. I mean, if you cheshben a revius, shir of chayim no, 86 milliliters, it's less than a small plastic cup. So it's very possible that there could be more than a revius of meraglaim, and still we're using a lashon of efsh levatlam, you could be mevatalit. So it seems to be that this is just somehow kind of neutralizing it. As it is, it's only in a sedra rabbanan. And once you add a shear of a revius of mayim, so then we say that's enough to say that in din it is considered to be bittel, mevutal, and so. Yeah, as he points out, exactly. Even if there was a lot, so according to this understanding, we're looking at the meraglaim conceptually, and we're saying, look, it's not. It's obviously something which is unpleasant. It's not as bad as tzaya. It's only on simidurabanan. Once you add a revius, and then it's considered to be that you have somehow you've diluted it, you've neutralized it, and it's no longer considered to be offensive. However, he says that's only providing that it's not actually masriach. But if it has a foul odor, avlim yadua shehein masriachin da'az asim idin teiru likreis kenegdom ein mayor revius el tzarech sheyar ba'alein mayim levat al hasichin. In such a case, you would have to add a sufficient mayim, so that there's no longer a foul odor. The same would apply to the meraglaim of a young child. Usually we say that once a child reaches the age that they're able to consume solids and they can have a kazayas a dog on and so on, so then the dinim of hachaka apply to children also. There is an interesting dinim as to what happens if you're mustapik, if you are mevatalit. And let's say there were a few spills, and you're going around and you're being mevatal, but there are your spills, around and about so that people are able to daven in this place. And, oh, one of the spills, you're masupik, or you mavachal that particular spill. So on the one hand, we say, it's a shayla v'dirabanan, and therefore, b'machem safek, perhaps we should be meikal. On the other hand, they say that being that it was this chazik isura, that we know for a fact that there was meiraglaim there, they say it's kedai for a person to be machmer. They also say that to the extent that this is almost like a conceptual bittul, it's not a real bittul that you have roiv of the mayim vis-a-vis a mitz of meiraglaim necessarily. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says lemashla could be lav davka meiraglaim, lav davka mayim. Could be, you could be mevatel it with coke. You could be mevatel it with something else. Yeah, it doesn't have to be specifically mayim. And again, we speak about a foul odor, so some people are more sensitive to these things. Some people feel the odor is not so bad, some people feel it is so bad. So they say we kind of go after Reiv B'nei Adam. It's the derech of Reiv B'nei Adam, and they would say this is particularly malodorous and particularly offensive. That would be considered to be what's considered to be Masriya. So we said you need to put a Rudis, Rudis Ma'im Yesh Emrim. Quotes an interesting Shittim. This is the Prishim B'Shem B'Shem Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam. Yesh Emrim, the Bo'inin Dafka B'Vas Achas. Dilav Hachi Kama Kama Bottle. If you put one drop of mayim in, another drop of mayim, another drop, we would apply the regular din, like we, which we say in Taruvus, it's kama kama bata. So it's only the shvicha b'vasachas, which is able to neutralize it. And again, it makes sense, because to the extent that we're saying that it could be, it's not even a roiv, could be that the mayim that you're putting in is actually not the majority vis-a-vis the meiraglayim. So at least there's got to be a significance that you poured in a revius. But if you pour in a tenth of a revius and then another tenth of a revius, maybe that doesn't have the halachic significance to do so. We said lishna if the meiraglayim is on gabi karka, lishna if it's for clean. The Yirish Yelcha Maim Al Kalamakamis Shamiraglaim Mishpachim Sham Shame Tifechim and Aslat Piach and the Gralacha. So ideally, you should make sure if there is a puddle, you shouldn't just pour on one little side of the puddle, but you should pour in the entire area, that it should go everywhere. Now, we said the one thing which you're not able to do is if it's in a kli and it's a kli which is miyuchid for hashtanas miraglayim, then that is a problem. Miyuchid lambda oz, shaz afidu ein be miraglayim klau osalikriz kenegda. The ein mail binisinus mayim lahakshra kliatsmay. Like we will say later on in Pei Zion, the keli itself is considered to be offensive. We said leishna. Hayu heim at the kli tchila, the meraglayim was in the kli first, and then you put in the mayim, or the mayim was there first, as you can be mevatel the meraglayim in advance. Heim the kli tchila, the chenim hayu mayim kerevias tchila of gabi karka. So let's say there was a rainfall, and there's a puddle left of rain, and there's revias. The hishtin achakach al gabi hamayim mutalikris kriyishma. But the mind said, being that there was at least a revius of mine before, then that is also sufficient. Sibbeis revius amru the meraglayim shall pamachas. Ule shall shnei pa'amim shtei revius, ule shall shalish, shalish v'chein la'olam. So it's very interesting. In other words, to the extent that we just said, even if a person is matel, a large amount of meiraglayim themselves, nevertheless, 86 milliliters of mayim is considered to be a bittul. You've neutralized it, and so on. So you might have said, well, maybe a revius mayim works for two times when a person excuses themselves. And that we say no. Every single time a person is matel meiraglayim, you need another revius. So it's quite interesting, because you could have a situation where, let's say, a person drank loads of fluid, and they're matel now two revius in of meiraglayim, and you need one revius of meiraglayim to be mevatel it. And you can have a case where Reuven was matel revius of meiraglayim, Shimon was matel revius of meiraglayim, And now you need two Revias Din, even though it's the same shear. You can even have a case where the first fellow did more than two Revias Din, the second one did less. But that's the way they still go back this Din. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pramachas. As we said, diber is a canal the sif cotton base, the chenim hishkin rak ma'at. Still, yeshim the sah gamkin revius, avo b'tshuvas chacham tzvi, simen kuf beis posim, the imp hamei raglaim heim pachusim revius. If it's less than revius, this tagi b'reiv mayim revaklon, then, as long as you have roiv vis-a-vis the mei raglaim, then ain sar revius. Until the amar revius al hakel, the sheer revius was brought as a kula. Sha'af im hamei raglaim shel pam achas heim rubim revius sagi revius levatlan. It was not said to be machmir, and therefore right v'filu im hamei raglaim heim shtei pa'amim sagi bereiv maim levatlan. So if there were two times when a person excused himself, both times was 0.4 revius din, 0.4 of a revius, and now this 0.8 of a revius of mei raglayim, we would say all you need is roiv 0.81 to be mevaflet, and that will be sufficient. So he said, "Shel shnei ba'amim shtei revi'iyos." Pasuk kedasa Rambam, Shari poiskim b'le kedasa Rashba shemekel b'zeh kibishim b'vor b'beis Yosef. He's makel in this case that you don't need to have the revi'is per hatala. Uba magim giber mitzadet leimer de'ein b'nei machlekes. He wants to say no, there's no machlekes in the Rambam and the Rashba. The af ha Rambam leka amar debei shtei revi'is l'shtei ba'amim rak. If it's one after the other, kigen shehishdin, v'nasam aseich revius mayim. Kishchayzru mashdim. Now, when someone excuses himself a second time, as in said, there's a second atolas mei raglayim, tzarech oid pam losis l'seich mayim b'chin la'olam. V'leim hani l'zeh mashehitl revius v'pam mishena. The original revius of mayim isn't going to help. Avol hishdin kama pa'amim. For Rav Tzalikris Kenegdon, Dai Bahatala, Bahatala's Revius Lavad. So, the Magen Gibeon wants to say that no, every other Rambam and the Rashba would agree that if Reuven and Shimon excuse themselves at the same time, then a Revius would be sufficient for both of them. I Shom, Bi Agra, Maskim, Gam Hilalacha, Dai Bahatala's Revius Lavad, Bezer, Ein Shom, Kikotzati. So again, what's coming out is really, it's more of like a conceptual bittle. You know, fascinating. Someone asked, where is an example in halacha where you can be mevatel something with less than a simple majority of the thing which you're trying to nullify? This is the example. Mei raglayim, which is only asim midrabbanan, it's enough just to place a revius of mayim, and that would be sufficient. Let's see, ayin ches. Hayakhe revi hischilo mei raglov shesasin al birkov. The person is davening, we're saying Kriya Shema, and they're not able to control themselves, and they have an accident, and the mei raglaim starts to come out of them, onto their thigh. So, as we mentioned, when is the kiluach, when the stream is in front of you, then you're certainly not allowed to say Kriya Shema. We said that could be diraisa. So you have to stop. But here the chiddush is, the chayzalikris, you're able to continue. Even if it's on your clothing and it's wet enough that the drip causes a drip. Being that the mei raglaim is ultimately covered over, then that is okay. So you need to distance down amas from the mei raglaim. Hagaoi kashir she's bala come on, pebez, imamtin achi yibalo bakarka, it's outdoors, you need to wait until it gets absorbed. Afilu shokri ligmaris kula, and even if you, because you had to wait until it get absorbed into the ground, you had to wait and delay the amount of time it would have taken you to finish the entire Kriya Shema, einei tzarech lachzer elo lemakim sheposak. You don't need to go back to the beginning. You just continue from where you left off. Agav yesh emrin dimshok the ligmas kula chayzel reish v'cheneker the kamesh kasav tilael simon samachay mishar mityakera. But the Rama disagrees, and the Rama says, no, here we would say that if you delayed, you stopped, you paused, the amount of time it takes for you to recite the entire Kriya Shema, and then you need to go back to the beginning, and when you say the amount of time it takes to recite the entire Kriya Shema, so we are Mishar with you, as opposed to with the Shliach Tzibur, or with Rei Bnei Adam. We look at every single person individually. Says the Mishnah Berurah HaYakeira, who at the end of the Brit Yerah, will it feel like Pesach at Shliach Lamayim Lishtais? Vavili Mitzdah Yitzdah Hal Yedei Lishtais Har Dei Be'em Tzfilah Shiu you need to wait. Hamayim va'af dilamata birkav lachis adayin mimei raglov mutter. So here is an amazing chiddush. Even though there is urine on a person's thighs and so on, nevertheless it's mutter. We said because he's covered over with a beged. The vigdei ratzalimer shabeged ha'el yoyin loyinis lachlech. So he's got an outer garment, and that did not get soiled. The imgam hun is lachlich of the Kriya Shema, lushar divri kedusha tachlelech lahasir v'gadav. Then you would need to change your clothing. Yalkoponim lachasis hamakam hamaluch lach mebeged achar, or cover it with another beged. Nachlenin tefila jiefshali lahafsik v'lasik bezeh. Amazing. It's an incredible chiddush. A person's davening Shemone Esrei, and Rahman al-Tzlan, they have an accident. They're able to continue. Kevin Isamir Glaim, Ein Elamid Rabbanan, Ukvar, Hu Eimid Vitzvila, Loi Gozer. In such a case, when it's Loi Afsha, Loi Gozer. We said if the Mir Glaim is in front of you, then you have to be Machik. And we that means you would move out of where you are. So if you're diving outdoors, let's say, where you're waiting for it to drive, if it's in front of you, you would have to move away in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We said you would move Arba Amos. Imam Tenachi Bolo Bakarka Kashir Shiz Bala, come on. Kin Tachalim, because I'm going to run the Avshur, the Ali Deyam, Tana Ayabaliya Yitzach, Lishis Kadi Ligma Kula. Even though by waiting, so you might have to wait for 5 minutes, and maybe 5 minutes is the amount of time it takes you to stay here in Shemoneh Esrei. V'yitzarach lachzol arayi shefilachi ein lachish lazeh v'kriya shma davi kekir b'teira. So you say kriya shma again, it's like kir b'teira. Avlin mizdamad leikein v'birkas kriya shma, and therefore it's a question of having to repeat the bracha and so on. Toyiv yoyse sheyachik mehem, you're better off moving away. V'layamtin al-habliya b'karka, as opposed to staying stationary and waiting for it to be absorbed in the ground. And for the evidence, shabbat birkas kriya shma kedelik makula la'maisa eina chayzul resh. We are concerned because of suffic brachas, and therefore we say you don't go back. Ukaliel in samachay b'mishon berur. Now the Rama was chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said that even if you had to wait the amount of time kedelik makula kula, nevertheless, and the Rama disagreed. Says the Rama, he said, you do go back to the beginning. And if you recall, what we said is that if there is a halachic oines which compels you to stop, that is the type of thing which necessarily breaks up what you have done. If I've stopped, okay, I stopped whatever reason I had to stop for. I don't know, it was a hatzalah call or something else. But if there's a halachic reason why I have to stop, because v'hayim achanecha kadosh, there's a din you have to be mechaser tzaya, and so on, or I don't have a gufnaki, so there's a halachic reason which forces me to stop, that is something which breaks it up. And therefore we would say that if it's shakati ligmas kula, then one would go back to the beginning. We said, I take a look at Simon Zam Chayrat Salemer, Italia Ikra Imhu Anus Ve'ez HaHefsik. If you are, as we said, an Anus at the time of the Hefsik, then you go back. Achanami HaAnus Hu, he is an Anus. Ulayin Tfilim is Damin Kain De'emtza. Vehimtin Al Havot Mayim Oh yeah, the top of the page. Oy al habliya the karak b'chadei legmaris kulos kolat tefila. So you have to wait nearly the after the ein tzach lachzor reish by tefila again, which is the rabbanon. We're going to be more makel kibidi every yishes v'chadas a rash b'tis v'es brachas. The tefila the ein tzach laharchet klal kivin shikvahu emid b'tefila. You're in the middle of Shemana Esrei. They didn't require you. Then kein lo yahaya as honest to the extent that I'm not obligated to wait. So I'm no longer considered to be anus al pi halacha. Remember, the gather is if I'm anus al pi halacha, the halacha forces me to stop, then that's considered to be a hafsek. Bad karma that I can rely on the rashman tesis, I don't have to stop, so then I'm not considered to be anus al pi halacha. Im lei shiva psika ad she yichlo hamayim levad hayashir for the ligma kula. If a person is constantly dripping, then we will take a look later on in Siman Pei. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow.